Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keeping on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Turn me up.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keeping on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready for the ride of your life?
Turn this up!
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's good!
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio. With Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just, and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah!
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
X in effect. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that don't flame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angels. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, winning, I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, the form in 100 towns. I got a stack of my shot, I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on. I got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on to pasta. These niggas scared of me. Jason fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off walkers. Hit the rapper rap like a GQ. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie. Like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you, niggas. Oh, Lord. Drip down. Time for it. Custom black. Concords. Just a flex. I'm poor. You can't fuck with my force. Be on my time source. GQ and some drip. Something you can't afford. Look, I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
Underground, don't be stupid. Riding it underground. Who's tuning on the stereo?
who's tuning in on the stereo? Finding it underground, pilot radio.
Making all the plays. Guarantee you get a call from his ex today. Pulling up skirt, skirt. Gotta make a scene. Actually, they call me a queen. And for a very good reason, I'm waiting all year long. No, no, no seasons. Oh, yeah. I know you wish you had the key, but I'm a real tough one to please. If you're wrong, don't try to finesse your way. Cause I'm not one for playing games. Yeah, I'm all about my business.
You guys, you're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. See, that didn't flow right, Seal. That didn't flow right. I am back on the mic, you guys. It's been a while. I'm here. We're here. I'm behind the scenes. We're working on some amazing, amazing projects for the entire station here at the X360 FM in the ATL. So wherever you are, you're locked in to one of the hottest underground radio shows in the ATL. And by the way, for all the listeners, we're trending in over 86 plus countries. We've been around for a while, you guys. It's been a minute, and we are going nowhere, okay? We're going nowhere, and in fact, we're going to be here for so long, we're going to have to Mako girls up in here when they're around 60 years old. Now I can't promise who's gonna be interviewing you, but we still gonna be here, okay? Yes, yes. And speaking of the Mako girls, the song that just brought in the show was Leverage, and the girl group, or the Atlanta girl group, is that proper to say from one of you guys Instagram? So I assume you approve of that, right?
Yeah, that's good to say.
Okay. And I want to say young lady group. You know, because you guys are not girls anymore.
Right.
You know, and I always rub that in your face every time I see you, because it's just so weird to see you just kind of, you're there now. So this is going to be the last time we had that conversation. So when I see you next time, I'm used to seeing you just like this, okay?
Yeah.
And you guys hadn't slowed down whatsoever.
No, it's really only got busier. Yeah.
Yes. I can tell. You guys are grinding. Is it okay to say grinding, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are grinding. And I see you guys are really on the come up, too. And I keep telling everyone, I said, you know what? I said, the Mako girls, y'all better watch out.
Right.
I said, because, hey, if you don't know them now, you're going to know them. And I'm telling you, I predicted this.
Yes.
And you guys are still climbing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. You watched us grow up, literally.
From, like, the beginning stages. Like, I remember, like, the old studio. Like, now, like, we're here. And, like, it's all, everyone's, like,
it's just seeing all of us grow is good. Really good.
Uh-huh. And I see the TikTok videos.
Yes.
I be lurking. I'm lurking. You know. I look at you guys like, I'm like, those my girls.
Right.
I feel like, Mom, these my girls too. you know, I just kind of get into my little feelings. And when I was kind of putting the show together and listening to the songs, I got teary-eyed. I said, oh, my God, the vocals are on point. The choreography is on point, you know. And this is kind of like, you know what you guys remind me of, Mom and Dad and the Mako Girls? It all, you guys, for some reason, with the story behind it, it reminds me, not 100%, because there were some stories behind the scene with this particular family, the Jacksons.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, because, you know, there were rumors out sometimes Dad was too hard, and, you know, it could have been. But I mean, as far as positive side of you.
Right.
And I also know, even, you know, when you're in the spotlight, you can't believe everything that you hear.
Yeah.
And so as far as the dedication, the talent, they remind me of the freaking Jacksons. Yep. And I had to say freaking excuse of French, you guys. But that's how I see the Mako Girls.
Yeah, hard work ethic's different.
Yeah, for sure. Now, since you guys are, you know, you're young ladies, all right? Because we don't want to speed it up, because now that my ladies, they'll call me sometimes and say, Ma, I'm so tired of adulting.
Right.
You know,
we're still walking in it and saying the same thing. Like,
yes.
It's too much to remember.
It's too much. I think what's getting them is when the bills come now, because none of them are in the house. They're all on their own.
Oh, okay.
And so they're just like, we're completely detached as far as, you know, taking care of them. So they know what it's like. I said, oh, I said, Mom and Dad ain't nothing to sneeze at now, huh? You know, we work hard, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get them a Lamborghini, anything of that nature, but you see that we really held it down for you guys.
Right.
So they're tired of adulting times, you know?
Home,
yeah, so since you guys are adulting, now, because as you grow, your audience and your it's going to grow and change.
Right. Yeah.
Have you guys seen a shift in your audience? And I'm sure that all those that followed you, you know, from the what do we call it, the glow party,
the glow party,
yeah, because they're growing too, so they're gonna forever be in love with you guys. Like, I grew up watching Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, so I traveled with them. So is it a different dynamic? Are you guys up? Are you feeling the new dynamics being young ladies now?
I feel like before, music was more so like the younger kids were more so like listening to it. But now as we get older, like more teens and like even adults are like starting to actually like really like our music and stuff and really appreciate, because the topics switched mostly. Like before, when we were younger, like our beats were like bright and upbeat and stuff.
Yes.
But like it wasn't stuff that many older people like could relate to, or like it was situations that weren't very relatable. Like everyone, in a sense, like still like something that's promoting like, oh, we and stuff like that. But sometimes not everyone can connect to it.
Yeah.
And so when we started talking about self-confidence and stuff and thinking about the people and stuff, like they were like, oh yeah, I vibe with
that.
Like, I understand that.
I know what our show says. Well, like when we perform live, we get a lot of respect from just like guys, girls, it don't matter now. Like, they just see the work and see like us being in sync when we're performing, that they respect that, and they haven't seen something like us in a while. So just to see it like come back, they respect that grind as well.
And also seeing like the younger people that we performed at for like elementary schools and stuff, they'll be DMing us like,
oh yeah,
we seen y'all before, y'all performed at my middle school. We've been looking at their pictures, they're like,
they're in high school going to prom, and we're like, we was performing for y'all. Y'all was at elementary school. Like,
that's
crazy.
And I'm worried about getting older. See, you guys getting older too. Oh.
Yeah. One of the friends that we seen, she was working at one of the skating rinks we went to. It was like, I remember you at elementary school. Where's your twin? Like, tell her, say, like, that kind of stuff is crazy.
Wow. So then you guys are into the skating scene?
Yes.
Woo! I love it. I love skating. You know, I used to live in a skating rink. I used to be, I'm one of the old school skaters. Miss Mahawk, I can skate.
Okay.
I've actually been dreaming about skating. I said, Derwin, the skating rink is calling my name.
We're thinking the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Over, like, the whole pandemic, we have been, like, going to the skating rink as a new hobby, because when, like, in 2020, we were just, like, at home all the time, so we had nothing to do.
Yeah. Right.
And so once, like, I would say around 2021, our cousins, they started DJing at a skating rink, and they were like, oh, y'all should come out. Like, we DJ every Friday. And so, like, one time we went, we were like, all right, this is pretty cool. And then we just kept going because they were always DJing, and we'll just go there, like, hang out with them. And then we started really grasping how to skate. Like, now we have our own skate.
We invested in our own skate.
That's it. Yeah.
That's when you're serious.
Yes.
And speaking of your cousins, go ahead and give them a shout shout out because they're some bad boys.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to DJ Xylanta and DJ Quan Mega. Y'all check them out.
They stay busy. They be in.
Remember the DJ was hot? Remember?
I don't know.
My
bros, DJs, they.
I forgot.
Their names changed too for their DJ tag.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah, it was DJ Soda Boy. Now it's DJ Xylanta. And then DJ Quan Mega is the same, but they still go by My Bros DJ.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
They be in the skating rinks. They do parties. See? They be bashing. They like be everywhere. Yeah.
Now, which skating rink you guys go to the most? Which ones?
Stone Mountain Skates.
Because it's bigger. It's not as many people, so we can actually learn new tricks.
And then they have like an area on the side to practice. So, like, you're not just free doing it like on the floor.
Growing up, it was Golden Glide. We used to go there all the time. That was our spot.
Okay.
That skate be too packed. We went there and was like, how do you guys skate? It's like so many people in here. Can't learn tricks in here. You got to come here being a pro. Like, that's what we learned.
Exactly.
Show skate. Right?
I'm from the Greenbrier skating rink. That's where we come from. We were true ATL skaters.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys. Yes, and I even said this because on Mother's Day, one of my best friends, she texted me. She said, Happy Mother's Day. She said, would you like to go skating? I said, girl, I've been dreaming about it. Yeah. I said, see the universe calling me into that skate. I'm about to show out.
We got to go.
I'm going to show out, but I got to get my own skates first because those skates at the skating rink, they have a mind of their own.
Yeah. It was awful. Like, what the sole of my shoe one time we had went was, like, gone. And then, like, I had no shoestring. So I was just like, I need to get my own skates before I break my ankle here. And
I think it's just us, well, for me being cheap, like, I don't want to pay to rent no skates. Like, I'm going to buy my own so I can just come in here and just pay to come in. So.
And they're cuter, too.
Yeah, and then you have to trick them out, you know, make them look super cute.
I started customizing mine.
Yeah, she did.
There you go.
And then we even got to the point now, like, where we skate, we took, like, the stoppers off
now,
so, like, we can stop without needing them and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level right there now.
Anaya is probably the pro out of all of us. She's got more tricks down, but we are still learning. We took ours off too because there's a lot of tricks you can't do with the stoppers
That's true.
And we learned that and we was like, why do y'all do that? Take y'all stopper off. But now it's like we can't even put them back on. Like,
even the first time we took the stoppers off, we were like, oh snap, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I want them back on. They want to put them back on. I was like, no, take them off.
Yeah.
You got to commit when you take them off.
Oh, you got to be ready. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready.
So how do you stop without the stoppers, though?
So, like, you position your feet in a way to where, like,
you go laterally, lateral motion.
Okay. Yeah. Or, like, you would close, like, so your feet would be apart, and then, like, you push them together. So that's how you, like, stop.
Okay. I'm going to need a helmet.
Oh, he's gonna need some knee pads.
Yeah. I just slow down and just let myself come to a stop sometimes because I be don't know how to stop myself either. But we learn it.
It's cool.
I'm all excited. Exactly. I can see you guys performing at the skating rink, because you know celebrities are big and into the skating rink.
Right.
Usher lives at the skating rink.
I had saw one of his performance videos and he was like skating on stage and I was just like, this man do everything.
Right. Thinking like us learning how to skate, we get our ATL card because at first we wasn't skating like that. And now we like, oh, if we get the trick stuff, we like stamp. Like, we know what to do.
We get the ATL ride, we'll be Gucci.
Once we learn how to do that,
just learned how to do that last month. Just learn how to ATL ride, so I'm like, I don't know about y'all, but at the rink, I'm gonna be linking up with the people. And
that's
we're just
gonna
there be you ATL go. Ride.
You gotta be cool
so
out there
an
now.
ATL ride is a certain kind of skate.
It's like it's when they group up and they be like bouncing and leaning together.
So
we trying to learn how to do it.
And you know, I got an idea too, because since you know the skating rinks have DJs. You guys need to get some of your music spent out there at the skating rink.
Right. Our cousins also, they'll play our music certain nights, too.
So they do. Okay. Yeah. So you guys, they're out there. Yeah. Step ahead.
They be showing us love.
Yeah, step ahead. That's kind of like getting your music played at the club for the real grown folks. So I just had an idea. You know, whenever you think you have an idea, it was already someone else who had that same idea. Yeah. You know,
their cousin's tight now.
So yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But for other skating rinks, that might be a cool idea to let them play and see how they vibe with it.
Because you guys are there. People are really familiar with you.
Right.
And again, like I said, our co-host, he bumped into you guys. He said, I don't think you remember him. He said, I interviewed you guys. He interviewed you guys. It wasn't the last Glow Party, but the one prior to that. Which one was that?
The four?
Was it the atrium? Yeah. So he, because I had a little entourage that came with me.
Didn't recognize him at first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got locks.
He was a sweet artist.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
And yeah, but
it's been so long too, so it's like remembering certain people. It's like, I don't be wanting them to feel bad. It's like if we see you multiple times, then we remember. Yeah. But if it's been years, a lot of times,
it's kind of hard
to remember.
Yeah, well, you guys are popular. Now, how does that feel? How does it feel? And do you feel that popularity? You know, are you really? Because I look around like, okay, of course I'm not a singer, or dancer, or rapper, but, you know, but I train, I can talk, and all those things. And I gauge it. You know, I know when I'm progressing just based on interactions from other people.
Yeah.
You know, there's just certain dynamics to let you know. Okay, I'm evolving.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
Okay. Because some people sometimes feel like they're stuck. There's a lot of artists that feel stuck sometimes.
Yeah, we had a point like that where we felt like we were stuck. I think TikTok
early 2020 was when we really felt like we were just like stagnant, and we were like, what's gonna make us like go to that next level? And then that's TikTok when we got on TikTok, and that really boosted us to like the next level. And like even when you had said, do we feel like we are known? I still feel like we don't.
I think the only moment we felt known for like a moment was at the Sweet Arbor Music Fest with one of the girls. She was like, oh, y'all the girls from TikTok. We're like, oh, snap.
I think when we also go to events, the like you said, the interaction with other people, it is different now that we've done so much, or people are seeing our numbers grow or seeing us work with different people, that our like interaction with people is so much different. And then Kina was saying like they recognize us. We have like 1.1 million on TikTok, and we didn't get recognized that much here. We're like, where are all our fans at that follow us on TikTok? They're every other state except Georgia, but like
the country as well.
That made me feel so much better. I was like, oh, okay, they recognize us. Okay, got some people here in Atlanta,
and that may be a good thing.
It's just a funny thing
because you get to have a normal life.
And
then also it keeps you humble.
Yes.
You know, I think humility is everything. You know, I often with success, and when we climb that ladder, whatever that ladder is, you know, because we all have goals, and success is kind of gauged by an individual person's perspective.
Yeah.
And but when we think, a lot of times you see that out there a whole lot, whether it's in entertainment, you know, the corporate world, you actually have some people that literally have reached their goals, but they can be such a jerk. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just unlikable because it's going to their head. Yeah. So I like that. And I think with your background and knowing you guys and where you come from and the support system that you have, I think you guys, humility is just a part of who you are, even though you guys kill the stage.
Thank you.
Even to this day, like, you know, with the stuff that we are accomplishing, like even we've been working with like Nike and Beats by Dre and IMVU. We did a video for IHOP and stuff like all of that. It's like we do that, but then we go outside. We go help our dad with like his landscaping stuff. So that's something that will always like keep us humble, because like, and this funny thing is because like we like to do it occasionally, like just to be out there. Like it's satisfying. So like we'll always be like, I'll never feel like, oh, like I'm better than everyone, because literally, like I can never feel like that because I've been humbled so many times in my life and stuff like that. Even with opportunities that came and gone and stuff, like I always just be like, whatever I get, you know, I'm grateful for it, and I'm just gonna keep. Yeah. Pushing with it, I think, and not change how I act.
Funny because we'll do like we'll work at different properties like before the show, and we'll go to get dressed and go do a performance. Or a lot of times when we put on a show, we break down and put up even though we perform. Like we're part of all of the process, so it's not like we just sit and just be like the celebrities. It's kind of weird for us to do that. Like I think this process with this new music video coming out, we was able to just be the artist, and it was so weird for us because we're always hands-on with everything.
We're like, we want to be a part of it too.
While the dancers were learning the choreo, they were like, okay, we just need y'all to like stand on the side real quick so we can work with them. And I was just like, but can we drill it too?
Like
we
all go with them out there. I want to dance with the girls.
Just
like,
sit back and kick your feet up. Okay,
it's hard.
I know. I can speak firsthand. I like to be involved in everything.
Well,
I'm learning now at this age, so I'm like, you know what? I'm taking a break.
It's hard.
I'm ready to relax and just be and stand still. And that's where I am now. But I won't tell my age over there. I'm 21, you guys. But it took this long to get to that point. I'm just really amazed at how you guys have not. I mean, you guys are just. that little saying, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can. And I was listening to some of your older songs, and I'm going down memory lane.
Okay.
All right, this is I got a few songs that's not Mako Girl songs that's going to be a part of the show today. But I want the listeners to kind of get a feel or have a feel as if they're going down memory lane with you.
Right.
With me. Because every time your mother, your father calls and there's something going on, I go down memory lane with you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, when we hang up the phone, I'm like, them daggone Mako girls. You know, and the beautiful parents and how, you know, and they're just going.
Yes.
So you guys, I just see all of you guys just evolving together. And it's just amazing.
Thank you.
And be on the sidelines and watch and also be a part of it like we're having this interview. So I feel honored, you know.
Thank you.
I just think you guys are amazing. Now, y'all don't get me.
Let me stop.
Well, we're going to talk about, you guys have a lot going on.
Yes.
As usual.
Yeah.
Okay. You have an event coming up on Sunday. We're going to talk about that when we take this really quick music break. Yeah. And so we're going to, for all the listeners out there, you guys, and if you're just locking in, shame on you. Because you know you saw those flyers out there on social media. We got the one and only Mako Girls here in the building.
What's up?
Okay. So. You guys need to follow them, you know, jump on board because you're missing out on something really great. And so we're going to come back and talk about what they have coming up, actually this weekend. And so we're going to go ahead, Mr. DJ Silk. Silk. Hey, I don't know where he got Silk from, you guys, but Silk.
Silk.
He's been doing 20. He's embarrassed me in the grocery store. Silk and Silk. I'm like, I don't know him.
Yeah, I was standing on the other aisle and she'd be on the other aisle. I'd be like, where you at, baby? Yeah, I was still looking for you.
I used to be so embarrassed. People looking like he's harassing that young woman. I'm like, I don't know him.
Yeah.
I'm just cracking.
And here we are, 90 years old, still with that same sexy. Well, look, you guys, coming up, we have Busta Rhymes. Thank you. This is my jam, you guys. You have heard it. It's really cool. You have Q-Tip, Kanye West, and Lil Wayne, right? And then coming up, we have another song. You just go ahead and play it. That's going to be Ain't Thinking About You.
Okay.
That's the one and only Mako Girls.
Yeah. Right.
And somehow I think I can relate to that. I ain't thinking about you.
I hear you.
Okay, so you guys stay locked in. You're now listening to the Embodiment Underground, and we are taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
To the bank, where you depend on money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchi the boss, and live from the vault, it's Bus.
Yeah. Y'all, swag mania, pop the ghost most, carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose. Got them ODing, leaning in each coast, scenery froze. Take notes, rock boats, diamonds that fit us. Chanel minks in the winter, who with us? We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow, spilling like rivers. Flooding the street, hoping the swimmers moving gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling, get up when I show up.
Please don't throw up, hold your liquor, girl up. If you're robbing, we gonna show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, as the raps are tucking. Then my bite like a rantin' to my chagrin. You never win, model thin, walking, cracking your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gon' talk while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker. Keep in order, call a reporter, see how we do it. Get them into it steadily, got them stupid, so in this tool. Till they pop off, police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these
chin, she gives in, spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gon' talk while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep in order, call a reporter, stepping like British walkers, legendary swag, fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get them into it, split, so undisputed, act full, back tool, till they pop off, police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these while I signal my soldiers, bossing it up, maintaining composure, stand on the sofa, 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over, see how we light up. Call a promoter, tell that, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper, cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah. I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, I wanna let y'all know. This Jeezy, and you listening to Q-Tip. set him up, so let him up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper, cause your status is none. Transfix on the sphinx of the page, whether chopper or gauge. You're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the goblins with us.
See how we push, sometime a man forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boof. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat it till he drop, piggity-poof. Oxy and me, he don't want no problem with... Let's get to drinking poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see we deliver. She got me touching it, f***ing all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap, homie, they know. Kill anything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowin' and a black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resumes. The music, I tune it, YouTube it. It can never ever be refuted. It's gnarly for n***s and naughty for ninas and ballerinas. Ballers and in between is blatant. I'm achievers kicking it in. Play Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile the leaders. She's begging to eat us. And her man's attitude defeat. But never a scandal, because me and Bus, we prone to handle with gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, sick and needing me some medicine. For I blacked off my premises, better fly you pelican, idiot. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless, it's better than this. Giving you that you miss a better preference. Watch me turn on the skeletons, see how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, director for Evanus, flying United Emirates. Size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regular and see we all in this like we ain't never left. Never left. Never left.
I ain't thinking about you. grind till I die. Only money on my mind. Show them dollars if you want it more. Don't play, I won't have it. I'ma grind till I die. Only money on my mind. Yeah.
Cause you already know that I'm gon' grind till I die. Only thing I got is money on my mind. I ain't thinking about you. My time, I work hard, dedicated to my shine. I ain't thinking about you.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. We're having a blast behind the scenes. I got my folks here in the building today. So I'm comfortable. I'm excited. And so if I drift away as if we're not doing an interview, we're interviewing. We're just catching up. You know, this because I already know everything about the Mako girl. So, you know, I mean, this is not an interview, you guys. We're just hanging out.
We're just hanging out.
You know, having a blast. They always have something going. They need to just come in here every weekend because they have something going on.
Just
like
something every
every single time, exactly. You know? Now, do you guys ever tire out? Is that may be a crazy question because you can love something and still tire out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Most definitely. Yeah. Yesterday was one of those days for me, for sure.
We were just
like
burned out. We were just like, oh, my God, I'm tired. Like, I know this, like, next 2 weeks we're going to be, like, working busy with, like, just filming content and then, like, getting the release stuff ready for the music video for Ain't Thinking About You.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just, like, a lot of promotion videos that we have to make for certain things. And then, like, the week after next week, that's when, that weekend, we get a break. So, like, we're just like, all right, let's just work hard and push through these last, like, 2 weeks. And then, like, once we get to that week, we can just chill.
Now, what does a break look like for you guys? Because I know for the younger people, when I was your age, a break for me was just having a friend. So is it is it lounging around the house, just being lazy, or socializing, or a little bit of both?
It's a mix of both.
Yeah, we'll have like our dream day like type of scenario. So we'll pick something that we are like craving to eat, and we'll get it, and then we'll like hang out at home.
Okay.
Watch whatever TV show we've been trying to catch up on.
Comfortable clothing.
Comfortable clothing. But this week, these weekends coming up, their break is. Yeah.
Well, one day is going to be like a down day. So like, Kina's going to MomoCon.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be going as well for like one day, but then after I have going to Carnival because I'm going to be walking in the parade this year.
Okay.
So like, I'm like, I'm just ready to have fun because we've been doing a lot of work. So I'm like, now it's time to like just turn up with friends. And then
I'm
going
to party with her at the end.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Because I'm going all 4 days of MomoCon.
Okay.
So I'm excited to go meet my peoples and like hang out because my boyfriend is also going to go with me. So we're going to go ahead and cosplay and have fun that day. Well, those 4 days.
And I was just joining her with one day. We were going to do a cosplay like of the same show and stuff, but then like I had put a poll on like my Instagram page, and I was just like, which cosplay should I do? And so like our theme was ruined.
She traded.
Oh wow.
She traded me over. What the people asked for.
Now what's MomoCon?
It's an anime and gaming convention.
See, because I was like, it just went right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now she mentioned a boyfriend. See, she started this.
Yeah.
She started it. Now who else has a boyfriend in this room?
It's me and Kia.
I think last time you had a bathroom. Not a bathroom. A
bathroom. Yeah.
You guys, I haven't done radio in a while, you guys. Yes. I don't know where that came from. Now, is this the same boyfriend?
Am
I being nosy?
No, you're good. It's same boyfriend. We've been dating for 3 years. So.
Okay. So I guess mom and dad approve?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like they approve. They always need him for something. Like this Sunday, they're like, can he be here early so he can help set up? He come hang out with us all the time. Like, the holidays, all that. Sometimes I be forgetting he have his own family because he be with us all the time. And like even today we were just talking on the phone and he was helping Anaya.
Yeah, he was
and
helping
I
me pick up my
pick out our hairstyles. Well, okay. Like he's super supportive and we all be having so much fun.
Yes.
Okay. So we got two boyfriends, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time. You know, and see now next time you got to run through your second family. Can we you know, kind of, you know, check them out too and kind of give a seal of approval too. Y'all, I'm just being silly. Mom and dad, they you know what? They are the poster child, the poster parents for the world.
Well, Mike know he has backup.
they are a power couple indeed.
Yeah.
So you know your parents are powerful.
Yeah.
And so I have nothing but respect for them at all given seven times. Mm-hmm. You know, because when I started watching you grow up, I said, I thought about you, Michael. I said, uh-oh. They go to crop tops.
Yeah.
Remember we had the conversation about the crop tops at WIGO? You remember that, Michael?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How you handling all of that now? You're used to it now, huh?
No, not used to it. Because they still try to wear that stuff, and I'm like,
what
are you going with that?
They look cute. Y'all look
cute. Thank you. Our, I think our mom has our back most of the time on our outfits. I think we pick pretty. I think we pick respectable pieces.
I think so, too. I think
mean,
so.
It's still cute, and, you know, it's hot. Global warming. You got to wear
crop tops. Oh, my God. I'm with you.
You got to wear crop tops.
See,
nice.
I almost wore my crop top today.
You know,
but I don't want nobody to just, like, she knows she don't need to be wearing no crop top with her age. But I can rock a crop top now.
Yeah.
You know,
our mom, that's how she used to dress growing up too.
See,
so
mom?
I feel like she be having our back.
Yeah.
And you know, we have good. We even check each other a lot of times. Like,
yeah.
Anna be showing me her cart, and I'm like, girl, you know you can't wear that shirt. It's not.
And I feel like if I pair it with the right high waisted jeans, it's
then
not
you
just
try
going
to convince me.
It doesn't show too much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just a little bit.
It's
just
tasteful.
A little bit, Michael.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Gotta style it tastefully.
Yes.
Yeah. If you style it right, it works.
Do you
out.
Get
like,
away
pair
with
it with like a nice crop bomber jacket over it. So like you have like the high waisted jeans, a nice crop bomber jacket over it. It's not like, oh my God, the whole stomach is that. No, it's just a tasteful.
Yeah, it works. It
tasteful.
Works. But you guys keep it classy.
Thank
you. Keep
you.
It classy, and you're within your, you know, your age range. You're able to still be in style, and so yeah. I mean, nothing but respect.
Thank
you.
You
know.
Thank
so
you.
I thought about Michael. Oh, Michael in trouble. I just wanted to be a fly on his wall. Cause y'all, I remember that conversation so vividly.
Yes.
By that crop top, and I think that day I had a little slight crop top on.
Like,
I said, "Oh Lord!"
Down.
The parents looking at me like, "Who this woman up here with that little crop top on?" You know, it was like, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
I think the pandemic really helped us. We was in the house so much, we was able to just like wear whatever because we weren't going anywhere. So we just
literally
buy clothes to wear around the house, and then it just became a wear it around the house, wear it outside. Like our style changed.
Yeah.
TikTok has influenced like what we want to wear.
Yes.
Pinterest, like our whole
Instagram,
everything.
Yeah. So the influence is strong out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Even for like the older women, you see somebody real old women, like, you know you need to go back home. And take that off.
Everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, you know better. You know, it just be a hot mess.
They be wearing those whale, I call them whale fins on their eyes.
Oh!
The lashes.
I see, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
They be hitting it.
See, I be trying to get to the lashes, but I can't do the dramatic, the too big. Yeah.
That's why we got magnetic lashes, because they just.
Yeah.
How does those work?
They are pretty good. They're from what we have so far. They're pretty good.
They work for you because I bought some from a friend on Facebook. I said, I'm going to support you, Jacinda. And Jacinda, hello, by the way, if you're listening. And I bought them, but I just couldn't do it. Just give me my mascara. I'm good. I tried.
It
my daughter did my lashes, and 2 days later, I was laying in the bed. I just started plucking
pulling
it.
Pulling them off.
Flicking them on the
see, I'm trying to get into
this was ball right here. I had a ball eyelash.
I'm trying to get into them where we don't have to, because we use the magnetic ones a lot since we
use them so much, and like the end corners of them, it's just like they don't stick well for like a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
stuff,
because
so
they don't clean theirs.
Yeah,
but
we don't
like
clean them either. I just be sticking
but
them.
But initially, even with like a fresh pair, like the inner corner never sticks well for me. So I was like, I'm gonna just get, when we do performances, I'm gonna get like the real lashes. And then when we have like TikTok videos, I'll just put on magnetic lashes.
There you go.
Like, it's a lot easier to deal with, but like performance-wise, doing with magnetic lashes is a headache.
Yeah, it gets in the way. It's hard being a female.
Yes.
It's so hard.
Two hours, 3 hours, get ready.
Yeah, unless we create it for ourselves, I don't know. I don't know, but we like dolling up. It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. We like to be cute.
Like when you have the energy to do, we like, I want to look good today.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to do my makeup.
But like us, because we have to do so much every day and like we have to film all the time. I'm like, I'm tired of doing my makeup. Like today, I was like, I don't want to do my makeup. I just be like, gotta make sure I look.
You gotta be good.
I think that's come in handy because you don't want to do your hair and you're like, oh, I could just get braids and just throw it in whatever style, just toss it to the side and keep going.
Yeah,
my braids back.
Throw a cap on.
Put a cap on and keep going.
No, I'm always cheating with my cap. Maya's like, don't wear it. Don't you put that cap on your head with that dress?
No,
that's my own little style.
It's like that where I was doing that.
Yeah, I like to kind of dress like a hippie sometimes and switch it up and make it look crazy.
Yeah.
You know, your own style. You know, kind of like. Mm-hmm. Willow Smith. You know, she does her own thing. I like to be different. But speaking of all of this, you know, the makeup and boyfriends and, and you know, hanging out, how do you guys balance all of this?
Definitely scheduling, like, everything. Yeah. So, like, we have something coming up. Like, if we want to hang out with someone, we will, like, put it on the calendar and then, like, add everyone's email to, like, that specific event. And then, like, that's how really we just hang out. We got an event that's on the calendar. It's, like, a shared calendar between all of us, all in the group chat, too, as well. So, like, whatever we got coming up, they'll text it in the group chat and we'll be like, all right, gotta check our calendar short. Mm-hmm. That's mainly how we do it nowadays.
Okay. Yeah. You have structure. You're organized.
Yeah. Because it goes into complete disarray whenever, like, we don't have anything like on the calendar. Like one day we had like 3 interviews and we didn't know about it, and we're just like, oh Lord, we gotta hurry up, get ready. I think that's mainly the big thing, is just scheduling it most of the time.
Okay I like that. We're speaking about having structure and social life, relaxation, your music. You guys are still in school. You guys still getting that
in? I graduated last year. I took a gap year so I could make sure, like, focus on the career first.
Okay.
And then I start in this upcoming fall semester with college.
So you took a sabbatical for 1 year?
Yeah.
I definitely sign on to that. I really, really, really do.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, we traditionally think we're supposed to go straight into it.
But
You know, I think it's quite all right to take a sabbatical.
Yeah, and it's like you coming in, like you just finished like 12 years straight of just school.
Yes.
And then like you're burnt out like by the time you get to the end of high school. So it's important to like get that break in between so that when you go into college, you're not just like, I'm tired, I don't want to do it. Like you're coming in like, all right, like I had a break, I'm ready to like actually work on something.
And that's good your parents support that, because some households it's like mandatory.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to do what? Oh, not in this house.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes at that age when you're coming out of high school, you really don't know what it is you want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I know, you know, just me going down that road and several other people, you think this is what you want to study in, and then, you know, years later you change your mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless you're just really, really fixated on what it is you want to do. But a lot of times at that age, you really don't know, you know, what is it that you want to do, even, you know, outside of your music.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to make sure that you at least kind of have somewhat of a solid commitment to what you're studying.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's me where I'm at right now, because I'm still in school, but because we be so busy, I'll take my workload down to like one class, and then I'll be forgetting, like, oh gosh, what am I in school for? Like, because I'm still doing regular classes, I haven't gotten to what I wanted to go to school for.
Right.
And then when I'm looking at my major, I'm like, well, I don't really want to go for that anymore. Like, now my mom and I, we'll do like graphic design stuff all the time, and I actually like doing that. So I'm like, okay, now I want to switch it, because I can make money on the side doing something else, like graphic design. So I'm like change schools, and like the whole process of making it work for me, kind of letting it go a little bit faster so I can be done quicker, because we have so much already on our plate to just remember those due dates of schoolwork and all of that. So I understand that break.
It's necessary. I think it's great not to just live that linear life, you know. We've been taught this is what you do, boom 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 boom. You know, and so you just have to, you know, march to the beat of your own drum, you know.
I'm always afraid of like starting off like our adult life wrong with the school too, because of so much how much it costs to go for me. Like each class is like $1,000, so if you're not passing, you gotta pay back. And I'm passing on my classes because that money is just too much. But I'm like, I want to go to school where it don't cost as much, but I'm still getting the education. And I already can see, because we do music and we're always working with flyers and music videos and lyric videos, we already know where that market can make you money. So I can just learn that in school, and then if I want to do graphic design for some other people on the side, I can do that and make money instantly.
There you go.
Then still, you know,
it's like you're going down the road of entrepreneurship, having many wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I'm not in college anymore.
She graduated.
Yes, I graduated.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. When did this happen?
This happened last year.
Graduated already?
I got my I got my degree in the mail. So we still even haven't had the chance to even celebrate.
Right, because of the pandemic type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That and because we've been so busy, so we haven't really had the time to celebrate by graduating.
graduation.
So you actually have your bachelor's.
I have my associate's degree. Okay. I don't want to go back.
Okay. and so your parents, are they on board with that?
I think that's great.
I told
my mom, I was like, yeah, no, not again. Because I like to be in the class because I did all of my stuff online. And I don't learn the best that way. I like people to talk to me, and so I can sit there and be like, okay, I can see it and I understand it. But when it's online, I'm like, I'm reading all of this. I'm not really retaining it as best to my knowledge. So, but luckily I'm out, so
I think that's good. You just got to find your way. You have to find your way. Even when you I see a lot of people, they come out and they have these degrees and they're not doing anything with it. They're doing something totally different. Yeah. Depending on what you majored in, you got to make sure it's going to be something that's going to be doable.
Right.
Because some areas of expertise is heavily saturated.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to go with the way in which the world is going. You got to pay attention to that.
Exactly.
You know, and entrepreneurship is a big thing now. And then we have the internet. People are making millions of dollars over the internet. Yeah. I mean, young people are killing it with these six-figure income. Like, what?
Right. Yeah.
I was like, what was minimum wage in high school?
It was like $3.75.
I made just enough to get me some clothes and get my skates, keep my skates fresh, funky, and fly, and go out with my girlfriends.
And then, like, the price of living, though, has increased, too. So it's making that figure, like, that's a normal thing to live regularly now. Mm-hmm. So it is a big change, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they said in Atlanta, you got to make about $65,000 just to be comfortable.
And I don't even think you can be comfortable even at 65 these days.
Really?
You know? The way inflation is, it's no joke.
And that was earlier, this year. It may have changed in the last few months because everything's going that fast.
Things maximizing
really.
I can have this conversation about what's going on, but that's a whole nother show.
That's
not an underground show. That's one of them serious shows. But we're serious about the Mako Girls, though.
Yeah. Okay?
And we're so serious, we want to talk about what is happening on Sunday, and we are going to be there. So thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I've been a little hermit I've been a hermit for the past couple of years.
It's okay. We have to. We just starting to get out. So this is our first event we put on since we've been out the house. Yeah. We're doing a music video premiere for our single Ain't Thinking About You. So you guys get to see the video 5 days before it actually releases.
Yes.
And you guys get to give us your questions and answers. You know, we get to do that. You'll take pictures.
Behind the scenes
clips that won't be dropping until after the video. So like all of that will be playing that day and stuff.
You guys
get to see it first. So we're super excited because this is a next level for us. The process of creating this whole music video is next level. Everything was a big change, but in a great way. So we're super excited. Shout out to Kiki Ely. She was the director. She came up with she worked with us to come up with the ideas, and it's a movie.
We even had a little acting bit in the beginning of it. So like Keena's saying something and I would say something in the beginning part. It's really good compared to
Turn Up the Crowd
is like a huge difference. Even the quality and the dance moves of it is like a whole production.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, I was listening to that song. That song was, I mean, I can hear it on the radio. Yeah. I can hear it on
I can hear Mako Girls all the time on the radio.
Right. Yes.
Is it like commercial?
It's a radio.
Really nice radio R&B with a little pop type of
We feel that way. I feel like people they need that like fun upbeat music. So I do feel like it can definitely be on the radio.
It has been catching a lot of attention lately. We're very proud about that.
Yeah, and like we've been our manager actually has been like sending it to like the review pages, like the music review stuff. So like there'll be like a roasting review. They'll send it to them, and they're like, "This song is like fire! Like
I need this song right now!"
Yeah.
Like
he sent it to about like five. Maybe more than five and six, but like the reaction from people just listening to it, and these are older people too, and they're just like, "This song is like amazing. This is fire. Like this can be on the radio like right now and stuff."
Exactly.
Like,
send me the song.
It was real fresh.
Yeah, it was on the radio. It was on the radio today. We were super excited about that. So this was we didn't get to hear because they're in Valdosta, but it was still a great, awesome experience. Well, opportunity first of all, and us pushing the song and thinking about you because we trying to make this one blow up because because it is that song that everybody can gravitate to. It's catchy. Yeah. It's something to sing along with, and it just gravitates to all ages. So we're excited.
It takes that one song.
Yeah.
Yes. It's that one song that'll just take you to this rocket, the skyrocket off. You just never know. And you never know which one it's going to be either.
You never know.
It may
know.
Be something way back when. Because no, I got a couple of them spinning all the time from the time we was at WIGO.
Wow.
So y'all don't know. I don't know. Do you guys have a Twitter?
Yeah, but our mom runs Twitter. It's she hasn't been on it.
Okay, because we have a feed. It feeds over into your Twitter if you know if you're being if you're getting airtime. But I don't let music now. I hold on to that thing forever. I'm still listening to Bobby Blue Bland too. You know, I mean, I hold on to good music. I really, really do. And speaking of good music,
Bobby Blue Bland.
That was our parents' time.
Do you know who Bobby Blue Bland is?
No, they don't.
Like girls don't know. No,
because we know about Bobby Blue Bland because of our parents. Okay. That was before our time.
Yeah.
It's like they know about the Jacksons and all of that. Yeah. You know, it's like because of, you know, they're young parents.
Yeah, he was the king back in
that. I mean, it's like, who the heck is Bobby Blue Bland?
Yeah.
Real old school. That's when black and white pictures, only thing you got. You know, you can hear a little crackling in the sound in the background with the music and stuff. Yeah, I like little old school. I was listening to some James Brown the other day. James Brown, get on the good foot. That was a talented dude right there.
Oh, yeah, he changed to something else.
You know, a lot of music today mimics all of that. You know,
yeah.
You have to pay it forward. You have to pay homage to all the ones from that paved the way.
Yeah.
We found out the first.
Did I say that right? Did I say the right word?
Okay.
The first we found out. Well, I know I found out first. The first actual considered rock song, 50, was a black young lady that played guitar.
Wow.
I never knew.
Who's that?
The black lady she's like all you gotta do is Google the first lady of rock.
Wow.
She's the first rock guitar, and she's a black lady that played guitar.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I never knew. And
I should have known.
I can't recall her name. Yeah. It was awesome to see that. I was like, wow.
You learn something every day.
And it was back in the B.B. King, Bobby B. Bland days.
Way back. That was before our time. Yeah. Well, look, I'm super excited about Sunday.
Yes.
And so get out the house, you know, and put me a little, you know, fits up a little bit. I've been wearing hats for the past 2 years now. I forgot how to do my hair. I just kind of got a little braid. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get cute for you guys today. Other than that, I have me a scarf on my head.
That's
how
we really be us walking around the headscarves or like our heads wrapped up and stuff like that, or a bonnet just chilling.
Just relaxing. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, look, we're going to go ahead and travel down this hit list, and coming up, I don't have my contact zone, so I have to look here. We're going to, what's on the list? What do we have? Fi-Fi. Fi-Fi.
Turn my mic off. Yeah, we got Fi-Fi.
Toby. What is his last name? Norwegian.
You got me on that one.
Toby Nijwi. I think he's African, featuring Fat. Yeah, he's an independent, and the majority of songs on this show is independent artists, you guys, okay? I'm all for the independent artists. I don't do a whole lot of mainstream. Even on the run of the station, everything is played, by the way, at 432 hertz. Really particular about the frequency. I want you guys to do a history lesson for yourself. Learn it. And Michael and Mom, you guys may already know about the frequencies of music. Typically, most music that we are entertained with is 440 hertz, and that is the frequency that. It's not good. It triggers, and it's something you may guys want to consider when you're in the studio. It's part of the, how can I put it, by not seeming radical, okay? But it's the sound that, it's not a sound that gives you good emotions. It keeps you out of balance. It can actually break down the immune system. It also can create fear, all those negative low density emotions that we have, you know, as far as anger, fear. And that was done, I think, what year was that? Maybe like in the 1970s when they changed the frequency from 440 to 430. No, they changed it from 432 hertz to 440 hertz. Now, there are some mainstream artists that are known for creating music at 432, which is like the Beatles,
Pink Floyd, John Lennon,
Michael Jackson. There's a lot of artists that knows about the frequencies. Temptation, what's the rapper's name? What is it? Temptation?
I know what you're talking about.
Before he left, transitioned, he talked about the frequencies of the music. 432 hertz is considered the electromagnetic beat of the earth, of Mother Earth. It is the frequency that keeps you your body harmoniously in balance. It also builds the immune system. It also it gives you mental clarity. It's everything about the frequencies in which our body thrives on, because we're nothing but energy and it's a frequency. And so that's why you guys may be seeing X360, a quantum 432 hertz radio station. I'm not sure if you guys have noticed that, but we are restructuring the radio station based on frequency. You know, we're in different times and there's a lot going on. So we want to, entertainment can be good or bad.
Yeah.
Just like most things, you know, and you guys know, and I'm sure your parents are really, you know, observing as to what things they would like for you to get involved in and what things not to when it comes to music. And so we thought about what can we do, and a lot of people said, well, what are you going to do with the radio station? I said, we're going to evolve with the way the world is evolving. We're going to make a difference. So we're going to change the frequency. We're going to enlighten people, and we like party music. I listen to hard music, but we want music that has a message, that's not dumbing down the community. So that's where we are. Yeah. That's why you guys hadn't seen a whole lot and I hadn't been behind the mic, because I've been working on all of that. So 432 hertz is the frequency in which you're looking out for your listeners, basically, for the most part. So I want to put that out there. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know.
432 is pretty worldwide. It's surprisingly worldwide. When I've been following it myself, and it's some people in some other places call it the vibrations of angels. So it's kind of a healing thing, and we're trying to get away from what we call the Piper effect. Yeah, a lot of music is bad, and it's got the Piper effect, and just have you go into a place that you would normally go mentally and spiritually.
The beat.
And so
the frequency of it.
We want to change that vibration to something.
432 hertz. Look it up and look up 440, because it used to be 432.
441.
No, 440. Just 440. Yeah. So you can take a song and the lyrics can be meaningful, but the beat of it, if it's at 440, it could be detrimental. You know, and so that's why society, we have a lot of fear factor, and sometimes we're manipulated by fear and anger. And, you know, just like you can listen to a song and you just want to cry. It's like, oh, I just want to cry. You just want to bask in the moment. And so it's all about frequencies. Wow. And so that's what we represent now. We used to be at 360 FM, your favorite radio station. We're now a quantum 432 hertz radio station.
Wow.
You know, so we're slowly changing that brand. You know, it takes a while to kind of get everything together.
Yeah.
So I thought I would put that out there. And for the listeners that are listening, and for the artists who want to send their music in, you know, once we get music, just like your music, we converted it to 432 hertz before we aired it on the airwaves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you guys want a copy of that 432 hertz, I'll be happy to send it to you. But just check it out and let me know your thoughts. You're going to learn more, you know, than what I've told you here today. I'm just kind of trying to give you just a little hindsight as to what it represents. So we're super excited for the future things that are coming with X360 and wonderful artists like you.
Thank you.
Yes, we're going to go into a really quick music break. Listeners out there, make sure you stay locked in. We're going over our time, but it's worth it. We have the Mako girls here in the building, you guys, so stay locked in. We'll be back.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
You ready? Alright. Look, dog, I'm extra unique. My whole aura screen telling. I've been listening to feel like Griselda and Marvin Winans just to make sure I'm balanced. I'm from the West, half of my partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the taste of sludge didn't alter their palate. I'm a dog, I'm a beast, and your father figure. That little P365 was just fast starter pistol. She got a scorpion too, and a sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon get gregarious, my little Harry don't do what accordions do. That means bold, I was told by the G's of old. Keep your lady close, make sure she can work a pole. But they wasn't referring to strip. Hell no, I'm still buffing with the Clippers. I done been blessed with a woman that pray heavy, but turn a freak on the liquor. She keep the
the devil owe me like a cherubim. She make it clear to hold that we ain't sharing them. I wish that you can need me like a chariot. J.K. a legend, hey, we had to bury him. But that's how I be in the jungle. I grew up around wildlings and mongrels. Ready to slump you, give you a jump, yo. I rock the stars to be humble. I told my baby girl she gon' have more in her head than just product and bundles. They say I'm rapping with hunger. I tell them, hell no, I'm eating. If you book me for a shit, I can't bring my wife and my babies, I'm leaving. Big daddy energy speaking. I keep the enemy tweaking. I can go, all on the track and they'll say I'm the hardest one breathing. I am a beacon for heathen. Me and my hood got cohesion.
Transform your mind, transform your body, and lose yourself with the most revolutionary and professional training system in fitness. If you've tried training in the past and failed, we will help you succeed with our proven results. Our optimal performance training covers stabilization, core conditioning, and maximum strength conditioning. Get started by calling 1-800-430-1423. That's 1-800-430-1423. Embodiment Fitness. We don't work out, we train. Lose yourself.
Go get it. Like a kid in the candy store, I'm greedy, I'm not even kidding. Had to remember what come with it. Yeah, them Instagram trolls and a couple clout chasers. Man, you already know. Stay humble, gain respect. Bounce back, get that check. You know I'm up next. A boss in the making. A lot of y'all chit chat, but never come with that. Y'all big games in the game. Just know I ain't with that. Just know I ain't with that. From day one, yeah. I knew what I want, I had to go get it. Like a kid in the candy store, I'm greedy, I'm not even kidding. Having it, yeah, them Instagram trolls and a couple clout chasers. Man, you already know.
Yeah, we stay in the new fashion. People hating on my passion. Fake friends steady acting while the real ones start reacting. Keep a circle small, there we go. Friends move when I say so. Building trust like some Legos, man, everybody on the same mode.
From day one, I knew what I want, I had to go get it. Like a kid in the candy store, I'm greedy, I'm not even kidding. Had to remember what come with it. Yeah, the
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. That was day one.
Yes.
That's memory. I'm going down memory lane. Day one, you guys are manifesting. You're talking about day one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you see how you guys are just putting it out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I want to hold you guys. But you guys so busy. You got another interview.
I know.
Yes.
I'm like,
virtual. Yes.
Virtual. We good? It's all good.
Okay. Well, look, you guys. We got the Mako girls. If you're just locking in, we're well over the bottom of the, well, actually the top of the hour because we have good conversation. You can find this interview on all social media platforms. Give us at least about 48 hours. You can find us. Just go to Embodiment Underground Radio and you'll know every platform that we're on. You'll get the full unedited version, okay? Also, make sure you go and follow Mako Girls on all social media platforms. Real quickly, ladies, let the listeners know, give them your information about your platforms, your event for Sunday, and so you guys can get this interview. You guys working.
Right. Thank
I,
you.
I respect,
Thank you.
I respect yes. hardworking young
Thank
women.
Thank you. We appreciate Thank it. You so much. Sunday is an invite only, but we are also premiering, well, we are premiering our music video for Ain't Thinking About You. We want to mention that we are going on tour this summer, the Squad House tour, so make sure you guys get your tickets on squadhouseofficial.com. We're coming through with a live show. We're gonna be doing TikToks with you guys and getting to meet you guys in person, so get your tickets because it's going down in July. Let's
we're also gonna be performing June 18th, so if y'all in Atlanta, make sure y'all be in the building
for Hook Up Atlanta. And y'all just be sure to follow us Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok
at Mako Girls.
Subscribe to us on YouTube at Official Mako Girls.
You can check out all of our information and get our merch on our website at
www.makogirls.com. Get ready to stream our music video for our single Ain't Thinking About You. It premieres May 20th, so y'all be ready.
Subscribe and make sure you go check out the song as well. It's on all platforms, Ain't Thinking About You by Mako Girl.
It's a bop.
It's lit.
Yes, you guys, I mean it. Take it serious. They are awesome. Also, to make sure you like 60 FM, we're 24/7 radio station. We are a Quantum 432 Hertz radio station. So stay locked in. We have our amazing lineup, you know, Monday through Sunday. We have DJ T-Mitz Radio that's going to be airing at 10 o'clock tonight. Monday through Friday, we have DJ SL Jams, which is your lunchtime break. And so make sure you lock in 12 o'clock every day from Monday through Friday. We also have the Embodiment Underground Radio Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock, followed by, DJ BOD on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And without,
Is that it? No, we have Stronger Than Failure Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. And I think that wrapped everyone up. So that's you guys it. Stay locked in. Download that app. We're doing big things. Thank you for locking in. This is the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is your host, Mahawk I Am.
And your homie, Seal.
All right. Peace.
And the clout chases, man, you already know.